And we think we have the perfect sound clip to follow John's story. We have a lot of them on file. And today's submission comes from a man who recorded a startling combination of two sounds.
My name's Dan O'Connor. I live in Papaiko, Hawaii. I'm an engineer. I work with a variety of undersea gizmos, if you will. And I was working with a group of geologists that wanted to build an undersea observatory for geology on the summit of an active volcano. It's about a kilometer deep, and they were able to put down a large box on the summit of this volcano and have a fiber optic cable to shore. They just wanted to listen to the activity of the summit. So that was the idea, just to listen. And in the wintertime in Hawaii, the humpback whales swim down from Alaska, and so they happen to be in the area in January and February. And just by coincidence, they were close enough to this microphone that we could hear them loud and clear. There's kind of this mixture of sound then from the volcano and the whales that just fascinate. You know, to me it's especially beautiful because, every culture has a creation myth, and this is kind of the creation reality, if you will. It's almost kind of like jazz for me. I listen to these whales singing, and they're just beautiful. There's lots of mystery with this sound. It's just not known how many whales, if they're males or females, why they are attracted or not. Someone said, I think they're warming up on the hot water from the volcano. I don't think that's true, but I do have an interesting idea that, people don't know how these whales navigate from Alaska. But here's this sound source in the middle of the ocean, and hello, you just kind of listen for Hawaii and swim that way.
Dan O'Connor of Papaiko, Hawaii, and recordings he made of underwater volcanoes and visiting whales. It's part of our series, Sound Clips, and to find out how you can take part, go to npr.org and search for Sound Clips.